Why accept addiction? Do you accept their addiction because you do not believe that you deserve a better life? Okay. Pretend that it's just you and me. Is it true that your husband or wife is an alcoholic or drug addict?
No, they just overuse it.
Do they abuse you or the children?
There's a lot of yelling, but lots of times I deserved it.
Ever any hitting? And what of the children? You did not answer that yet.
Twice they threw something at me, and once I was punched, but I let things get out of hand, so...
Why do you put up with this behavior?
They're not addicted, and they are a good provider, a good parent.
But why do you tolerate this? Do you believe that this is what your children should expect their life to be like when they grow up?
I don't want to lose them. I can't support the kids and myself. And my religion frowns upon divorce.
But is living with all of the problems that addiction brings with it worth your happiness, your health, the children's well-being?
But who else would want us? I wasn't a great catch, you know. I wasn't all that popular.
Okay, there are very many paths that I could have taken this fictional discussion on. The point is that spouses often stay in marriages with addicts or abusers because they do not believe that they deserve better. How foolish. You deserve the best in life. So do your children. It's rare for an addict or abuser to truly break their chains. Possible, but not likely. And whether or not they might someday become drug or alcohol free or less violent, the fact remains that you need to give serious thought to what is best for you and any children that you might have. Don't allow others to mistreat you, and don't tolerate destructive behaviors, whether physical, emotional, or financial. Enough said.